You know what's the worst advice when it comes to anxiety? When people just say, hey, just stop being afraid. Like, oh my God, yeah, why didn't I think of that? A lot of people, when they're struggling with anxiety, when you're dealing with these panic attacks, when you're getting these intense physical symptoms, one of the things that naturally happens is that you become fearful. So in this video, I want to share with you how you can develop courage so that you can apply this not only in the healing journey, but also how can you apply this in life once you get better, once you're able to do all these things and you think about what are other things that I'm fearful about and moving forward with courage there. So I'm gonna share with you how to develop courage. So let's get started. So my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms, physical symptoms, panic attacks, intrusive thoughts, the depersonalization, derealization. We help people overcome those symptoms and go back to living. If you wanna know the principles of recovery, in this video, I'm gonna be sharing more about the courage aspect. I have a free ebook that shares with you the principles of recovery, the roadmap, what to expect. The link is down below. It's absolutely free. It gets sent to you. It's really important. I would recommend reading that book while watching these videos because it'll give you a good idea of the recovery journey by itself. So make sure to check it out. Now, have you noticed that since you've been on this journey, you ask for a lot of assurances? You're just wondering, okay, but like, do you know for sure? Like, how do I know this isn't anything else? You might be Google searching your symptoms. You might have that safety person that you're always talking to. It might be your doctors. Shoot, today might even be ChatGPT or some AI tool. And even when people are joining the program, you know, when we're interviewing people because mentorship is an application process, you know, there's that fear that shows up. Well, how do you know? But like, do you know this is gonna work for me? And what happens is that people are chasing a lot of certainty. And the reason why they're chasing all this certainty, well, first, you have to understand, you've probably tried a ton of things and it hasn't helped. You might have tried breathing techniques, yoga, diet, exercise, meditation, medication, whatever you could find on the internet, you know, some TikTok videos showing you what's the best way to calm your nerves down. You tried all of these things and it doesn't work. And so the natural conclusion could be, okay, well, how do I even know like that I'm ever gonna get better? Like, I've tried all these things and none of it's worked. Maybe I'm just inherently broken. So whenever you're trying something new, it's natural to be a little bit skeptical, right? But what's really happening, anxiety convinces you that you need certainty in order to take action. So you're trying to be 100% focused. Is this the exact way? And then you start chasing certainty. That's where really assurance comes from. It's chasing certainty. But look, healing isn't about chasing certainty. What you're missing in your healing journey isn't certainty, it's courage. Here's what people are really saying. Here's what they're saying. Sean, I want to know for sure that this is gonna work before I move forward, okay? But here's the truth, recovery is flipped. You're not gonna know. You're probably gonna make mistakes. You're probably going to get the wrong person. You're probably going to maybe try the wrong approach a few times before finding the right one. Look, courage is important. I'm not telling you like, hey, these symptoms are uncomfortable, but you just need to be brave. You just need to be able to like handle this and it's gonna be fine. That's not what I'm saying. Because I know how scary and debilitating these symptoms are. That's why a lot of this channel is talking about helping you understand, knowing what's going on. Why are you experiencing the symptoms? Understanding desensitization, why your nervous system is creating such over-exaggerated responses to mundane things. It's important to know that. But once you know that, now it's about developing courage. Look, when you know that kind of stuff, when you know about desensitization, when you know the mechanics of anxiety, when you know how to respond, it's gonna bring some ease. Some ease, you're gonna be like, okay, cool, like this is somewhat making sense. But you're always gonna have that doubt of, okay, but what if this doesn't work? Understanding is only gonna take you so far. Recovery is not about knowledge, it's about experiencing. If you start experiencing getting better, I don't need to convince you, right? You'll see it for yourself. But in order to take that step, you have to be courageous. Now, a lot of people try to be courageous by thinking that, okay, I'm just gonna be courageous. That means I'm gonna have no fear. I'm not gonna have any of these doubts. I'm not gonna have any of these uncertainties. I'm just gonna go with courage because I know exactly this is the way. That never works. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's not the absence of uncertainty. It's about going into these situations, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. This might sound subtle and you might be saying, no, I just felt the fear, so I just reacted in fear. You reacting in that fear was basically you acknowledging it and you still choosing. You can still feel fear and not react in fear, right? You can feel anger but not smack somebody, right? You can do that. You can't be like, oh, well, I got angry, so I smacked. Nobody's going to take you seriously. Even the court of law is going to say, yeah, so what? Just because you felt it doesn't mean you do it. So society fundamentally knows that you can feel one thing, but that doesn't mean you have to act. Fear is the exact same thing. Courage, developing courage, is about feeling the fear, but choosing to respond differently, to go into the unknown, to deal with the uncertainty. That's why so much of healing, you find, a lot of people start talking about like developing faith. Oh, I just believe in this, I believe in that. That's not faith, that's just belief. Your belief is a poor substitute for experience. Faith is going into the unknown actively and just having the trust that everything's gonna be okay. That no matter what happens, you will figure it out. So how do you develop courage? Well, number one, recognize that you always have the choice to respond. If you feel anxious, that's okay, but you can still respond in courage. You can still respond in bravery. So many people end up developing learned helplessness where they're wrong so many times, now they just become averse to trying new things, right? And so healing is about recognizing that you might have the impulse of avoiding things because it's uncomfortable and you don't want to be wrong again, but you still decide to show up. You still decide to move forward. You still decide to try that thing. And so you have to develop that. So that's the first thing. Now, even when you show up, even when you're doing these things, there's a second principle as well. Having the self-assurance that no matter what happens, you're going to figure this out, right? And that's a very hard thing to develop from somebody who struggled with anxiety, right? I developed this learned helplessness where I felt the more I did something, the more I screwed it up. Even when I was making progress, I'm like, oh, I'm making progress. Maybe I can like try this new thing. Spiral back. And I would literally just mess things up to the point where I just didn't want to touch anything. Once I learned the principles of this, I was like, I'm not going to change anything. I'm just going to keep this going because every time I touch something, I break it. And so what I started developing was that, listen, I don't even think I have the courage. My body's been so tired. I don't even think I have the strength to do this. And so part of developing courage is also developing a sense of what we call core confidence, which is no matter what happens in life, you will figure this out. Start having that development, that understanding. Again, this is where faith comes in, right? The faith that no matter what happens, the universe, myself, God, whatever you decide to say, is looking out for me, you know? And life is happening for me. It's not happening to me. This isn't happening to me. This is all happening for me. What can I learn from this? What else could this mean? Knowing that when you're in uncertain times, that's okay. You still have the confidence that no matter what happens, even if you don't know what the answer is, you will figure it out. Okay, you have made it this far. Look how far you've come. Nothing has happened, right? Nothing bad has happened. Sure, like anxiety is maybe taking some things away from you. You're helpless, but you're alive. You know, anxiety didn't kill you. So there has to be a level of strength there. So it's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep figuring it out. I'm just going to figure it out, right? And at a certain point, you have to be so uncomfortable in the situation that you're in, where that discomfort has to outweigh the discomfort of going into the future, into the unknown. And so how do you do that? Well, you just develop the courage and you just recognize that you're gonna feel the fear and that's okay. You keep moving forward. Courage is moving forward in despite of fear. And the second is learning to trust yourself. I'm gonna figure this out. You know, no matter what happens, I'll figure it out. I don't know where this is gonna lead, but I'm gonna go. And whatever happens, I will figure it out. Okay, I don't need to chase. Yes, I don't know the future, but I'm going to be coming in with as much honesty as I can, as much integrity as I can, and I will figure this out eventually. There will be a way, there will be a process of how I see things. The more I walk the direction, the more, you know, the path will unveil itself, the more the path will reveal itself. And so it's focusing on those principles. So I hope this helps. I hope this is a good starting point for helping you to develop courage. Another way I have personally found with helping people with courage is, you know, normalizing what you're going through. Normalizing that, hey, look, this might feel like, you know, this is only something you're going through, but there's people around the world that have gone through the exact same thing, who have struggled longer than you, that have had more intense symptoms, and they come out just fine. Here, let me show you. You know, and that's why we have that mentorship program. And, you know, seeing all those people and seeing them, you know, taking those courageous steps, it helps you also kind of go into the unknown. And it also helps you realize that if you can see hundreds of people taking the step forward and they're all making progress, it gives you a level of strength, of faith to take it to the next level. So if you want to be a part of that, you can always apply for mentorship. Regardless, I still recommend downloading that free ebook. And if you want to know the 5 steps of overcoming anxiety, like the long view, like the mechanics of anxiety, the strategy element, make sure to check out this video up here. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.